The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Have you ever gargled peanut butter?
What's the capital of North Dakota?
Do I spit when I talk?
All this and more on the Eric Metaxas Show. Now your host, until further notice, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Today is Tuesdays. Guess what that means? It means Tuesdays with Morris. Yes, anyone named Morris, but our first choice is always Dick Morris. He's not easy to get. He has the ear of the President of the United States, but we have certain connections every now and again. You know, we're able to call in a favor with the Lord of Hosts. And here he is, Mr. Dick Morris. Dick, thank you so much for being on today.
Let me explain our relationship. I was sitting on an airplane and I was reading a book about the British guy.
William Wilberforce. The book was called Amazing Grace.
And the book was written by a guy named Eric Metaxas. And I was reading the book and this guy tapped me on the shoulder from the seat behind me on the plane and said, "Do you like my book?" I said, "Yeah." "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm Eric Metaxas." So if there was ever, you know, they say that coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. So I got the message and I figured, hang on to this guy. He wants you to talk to him.
I said, to when I met you, I remember I had just spoken at Asbury, Kentucky. It's a wonderful Christian university. And I remember that there was some problem. The weather was funny. And I had a choice of two ways to get home because there was a problem. And it was one of those faith moments where you pray, and I prayed and I got on a certain plane and I get on the plane and who's sitting in the seat in front of me? In coach, the famous Dick Morris. And I was so blown away. And you very generously asked the person sitting next to me if you could switch seats with them. And we had a wonderful conversation. God arranged that. That was 2007, which I think technically is 13 years ago. Dick, what a joy to call you friend and to have known you for so long. Now, look, I didn't know that you were speaking with the president literally every day and that you have been speaking to him, that you've known him. You have told us on this program before that your father, who passed away at the age of 100 in 2010, was the lawyer for the young Donald Trump, and that you met him when you were in your 20s. And
the old one too, his father.
And for his father.
Sometimes as I've been advising the president, I said, "You know, sir, I think both of our parents are looking down at us today and liking what's happening."
There's no question. You obviously have been, you were most famously a pollster first for Clinton. And when you're a particularly good pollster as you are, that can be so valuable to people like presidents of the United States. But I'm particularly thrilled, Dick, that you are working with this president right now. Tell us, I know you're not going to talk about the Dominion voter machines. You're not in on that, but you're in on, you're down in the weeds. I heard you last night on Newsmax talk about what we can do. This to me is huge, that you said that we, the American people, have something we need to do and can do. And I want you to tell us about that. So tell us about the swing states and what we can do.
Well, first of all, let me assure you that I am convinced we carried Georgia and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona. And I'm confident of that because I conducted very large sample polls. Typically, polls are about 500 or 800 respondents. These were 2,000 apiece, so there's almost no margin of error. And it predicted Trump winning all those states by 3 points or more. And I'm convinced that we did. What I'm urging is what the president suggested to me over the telephone the day before yesterday. He said, he first of all, he said he's convinced that he won and determined to fight this on.
And you're convinced that he won?
Yes.
Okay.
I gave him two quotes, one by John Paul Jones, "I have only just begun to fight." Or was it Stephen Decatur? I'm not sure which one.
No, that was John Paul Jones.
And the other
we
by...
We know it was not Tennyson and it was not Dylan Thomas. It was John Paul Jones.
Oh, I did my Dylan Thomas quote for you over the phone the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but you said, I said, I don't think that's Dylan Thomas. And you said, no, you're right. That's Tennyson. And that's a beautiful quote. But John Paul Jones said, "We have not yet begun to fight." So that's the first quote. Yeah.
And the other is by Dylan Thomas. It was his, he said, "Do not go gentle into that sweet night."
Tennyson.
No, that's.
"Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light."
Yeah.
Well, the charge of the light brigade.
Yeah.
No, it's well, listen, they're both great quotes. We don't care. We can take credit for them.
Good.
But you're telling me that you feel the president ought to do that. And the president himself is convinced.
Yes.
That without a question, if we counted the votes accurately, he really did win. And you yourself are convinced of that. I take you very seriously.
Yeah, I'm very totally convinced of it. So here's what we need to do. The president emphasized to me that the power to assign electors, to choose the electors who actually choose the president, is vested in Article 2, Section 1, look it up yourself, of the U.S. Constitution in the state legislatures. And the actual quote is on my website, dickmorris.com. And he said that he felt that the key need here was to mobilize the Republican leaders of these states. All of these states that are at issue are controlled by Republican state legislatures. Four of the five have Democratic governors. One has Georgia has an anti-Trump Republican. But the point is all five have Republican legislatures. And he was urging me to tell people to call the speakers and majority leaders of those houses to urge them to count the votes accurately. And specifically what we want is that all signatures be verified. In some states, there's a court order not to verify signatures, but the legislature can override that. Secondly, check to make sure that all counting and recounting and auditing is done with a Republican inspector right near it at the table, watching it as it's happening. And finally, that the Trump people be given a full list of the registered voters who cast votes so that they may check that to find out who's still alive and what the deal is. In Georgia, for example, there are almost 200 people who voted who are between the ages of 105 and 110. There are 2,000 who voted who are over the age of 100. There are 27,000 in Georgia who voted who are over the age of 90. Now, I wish the people of Georgia good health, and I celebrate the health of those individuals, but pardon me for believing that maybe some of them didn't vote and they're dead. And we can't tell that until we get the list of the people who voted. So what we're urging people to do is to call, write, and email the Republican leaders of both houses of those states. And those names and phone numbers and hard addresses and e-addresses are now all posted on my website, dickmorris.com.
Okay, we've never done this on this program. We don't do this, but we're doing it now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you hear this on your radio, if you hear this on your podcast, if you're watching this on YouTube, I am personally begging you to do this for the sake of the world, not just for this nation, because we are the bellwether nation in the world. We hold up the torch of liberty for the world. And all we are asking, think of this, is for an accurate vote count. You don't need to side with Trump. You are siding with justice and righteousness and truth. And we cannot even have an election where someone wins and half the people are wondering if it was legal. That is a sick situation. That is the undermining of democracy for every American. So I want to tell you before we go to this break very clearly, and we'll be back with Dick Morris, we're asking you to go to dickmorris.com. Folks, I'm begging you, please do this. Every one of you, go to dickmorris.com. He has there listed the Republican speakers, majority leaders, whoever it is, in the five states we're talking about. We're talking about Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and is it Georgia?
Georgia.
Okay. And let me just say, Eric, five states.
If you live
and it
in
doesn't
those...
matter where you live, whether you live in the state or not, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia, that any American would write to them urging them to do these things. When we come back, we're going to go over this. Very important. Don't go away. Folks, I'm back talking to Dick Morris. You know how I love to joke around? We don't have time. This is way too important. I was asking you in the previous segment, and I'm going to ask you again very clearly. Dick has told us that the president asked him to get every American, that's not just the folks in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia, every American to write to the leaders, the Republican leaders of these state legislatures, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia, to write to them and to ask them, Dick, you mentioned several things. First of all, to not verify the, to not certify until they have overseen that every signature is verified, that that's not up in the air because that's an ugly loophole, that all the counting would be done with GOP inspectors watching so that there is no question that every vote counted is counted correctly.
Not watching
third,
from 40 feet away.
Yeah,
right
not
there.
Voting from 40 feet away, which is just despicable. And then thirdly, that that the Trump Organization would be given a full list of all registered voters so they themselves can check whether the voters are in fact living and registered or dead and obviously shouldn't be on the rolls. So, Dick, that's all at dickmorris.com. This is something every American can do. And if everyone listening to this program were to do this, folks, I don't ask much. I'm asking you for the sake of this republic, not for Trump to win, but for that justice be done, that every American can be confident that this election was not rigged. Because if people feel that cynicism, that's the end of democracy. It's the end of it. So, Dick, forgive me for going on, but I want people to be crystal clear. DickMorris.com, right. What they need to do.
The situation in these states, in each state, is a little different. In Arizona, they are simply refusing to have a recount, that's outrageous. The law says you're only entitled to a mandatory recount if you lost by fewer than 500 votes, and that's designed for dog catcher elections. But for president in a state that casts 2-3 million votes, you're not going to have a 500 vote margin. In Georgia, they're having a recount, but the inspectors are 40 feet away. There's no way the Republican can see them doing this recount, much
what
less
kind of,
checks a ballot.
What is that? What kind of a joke is that? I mean, I don't really even understand.
Democrats being partisan. It's the election
machine. It's called
machinery.
Cheating, Dick. It's called cheating. How do you? How is that possible? How can the lawyers? How can this be possible that they would allow obviously cheating?
I think Trump's people were asleep at the switch and should have been there in these polling places protesting, certainly the recount. During the recount, they were protesting, but they were not listened to. Also in Georgia, I think I said earlier, but let me repeat, there were 200 people between the ages of 105 and 110 who voted. There were 2,000 people over the age of 100 who were supposed to have voted. And there were 27,000 people over the age of 90, between 90 and 100, who were said to have voted. And I wish everybody health in Georgia, but somehow I don't think all those people actually voted.
Okay, so, the Georgia in the Soviet Union, that's where they eat yogurt and they live to 160. The Georgia in our country, most people don't live that long. And so this seems a little bit fishy, if I can say so.
So we want to call them and have the phone ring, maybe in the casket, see if they're alive, and see if they actually voted. Now, in Wisconsin, there is an honest recount underway, and it'll start. It started on Friday. It'll take 2 weeks. It's a long process. but I believe at the end of it, there will be justice. Now, in Pennsylvania, there are 1,000 cuts. The first is that the law only requires a recount if the election is within 0.5%, and it is now 0.7%. And I believe that what they did was consciously recount and add phony votes until they could build it up to 0.6%, 0.7%, so as not to trigger an automatic recount. We know that 630,000 votes were cast in Pennsylvania after November 3rd. And the situation with that is this. The Republicans before the election sued and went to the Supreme Court and said, you can't let states count ballots after Election Day. And four judges said yes, and four said no. At that point, Barrett had not taken office yet.
Actually, she had taken office, but she recused herself because she said she hadn't had time to prepare to vote on that.
She took office one day before, yeah.
Right.
So she was right to do that. But the problem then is that after Election Day, it turned out that not only were they recounting after the date had expired, but that they were doing it without Republican inspectors observing it and without verifying signatures. So the Republicans went back to court, and Justice Alito heard it alone. He's the presiding circuit court judge for Pennsylvania, and ruled that they have to pay attention to the requirement, have observers, and check signatures. And apparently they did not do so, even with the revised order by Justice Alito. So the Trump campaign is asking for those 632 ballots to be examined, audited, and potentially disqualified. In Georgia, there's one other wrinkle that's kind of interesting. The reason that they did not verify signatures initially is that there is a consent decree that the Secretary of State, who is allegedly Republican, Raffensperger, my new favorite human being, but is in fact strongly anti-Trump. He signed a consent decree last year with the Democratic Party saying that he would not verify signatures on mail-in ballots, The Democrats had just lost the governorship. Stacey Abrams was the candidate. And she claimed that the Republicans were suppressing the vote and that requiring signatures and verifying them was part of voter suppression tactics.
Yeah, it's obviously racism to expect Black people to be able to sign their names. That's very obvious, Stacey Abrams. So thank you for pointing that out. Please continue.
And the court, citing this court ruling, which is a consent decree, it was his ruling, but in agreeing to settle the lawsuit on these terms, he committed the state of Georgia not to verify signatures. So that needs to be set aside as well. So this is a long process. It's not going to take a day or a week. It's going to take 2 to 3 weeks. It will be completed, I believe, by the time the Electoral College meets on December 14th. Now, beyond that is the issue of the horrible shenanigans with the Dominion voting system. And there's a lot of evidence that the system was gamed, not only this year, but in 2018 as well, in key congressional races, to switch votes from Democrat, from Republican to Democrat. And in this case, from Biden to Trump.
And people like Elizabeth Warren and other Democrats have themselves warned in years past against using Dominion voter machines. So this is a bipartisan issue. People have seen problems with these machines for a long time.
And it's more than problems. It's China and Venezuela. Dominion Voter Systems is a shell company that's owned by a parent company that was founded by two pro-Chavez Venezuelans. And they worked in cooperation with the Chinese Communist Party to develop the Dominion voter system and the software that it uses. And many states, including Texas, have refused to let that system anywhere near their voting machine because of that reason. Now, this country was paralyzed for 2 years while they invested a phony charge that Trump used Russians to win the election. And that's based on $100,000 of social media advertising that amounted to a drop in the ocean. And this is a Chinese meddling in our election that is motivated by the desire to get Trump out of office and actually cuts at the core of the voter system, the counting. Remember the great quote by Joseph Stalin, "It doesn't matter who casts the ballots, it matters who counts the ballots."
Nothing more cynical, but what do you expect from Joseph Stalin, one of the most evil men in the history of the planet? Dick, we have about 45 seconds left. What can you tell us before we go? What about Philadelphia? Anything?
Let me leave you laughing. My mother was a famous writer of magazine articles and stuff. And she wrote an article about how Svetlana Stalin, Joseph's daughter, defected to the United States. And she developed a lifelong friendship with Svetlana and went to her house in Arizona. And Svetlana had her child on her lap, and the phone rang. And she handed the baby to my mother and said, "I have to go get that phone." And my mother, a descendant of Hungarian Jewish immigrants, said, "I am holding Joseph Stalin's granddaughter in my arms."
It is insane. And she, by the way, Svetlana, became a Christian. I don't know if
yes,
you know that. We're
know
out
that.
Of time. Dick, we love you. We'll talk to you as soon as possible. Thank you. And I will execute on these things. This is very important. Thank you.
Bless you, Eric. Thank you.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net. Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with My Pillow. You may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric. Okay. Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are. And I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to MyPillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you. Folks, welcome back from the frying pan into the fire. My conversation with Dick Morris, by before we go to John Zmirak, I'm not going to stop urging you to do what he and the president are asking every patriotic American to do. The short version of that is you go to dickmorris.com. He gives you the list of the five legislative leaders, the GOP legislative leaders, in those five states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, and you write them an email asking them simply what he asks you to do on his website, dickmorris.com. I've posted it on Facebook. I've posted it on Parler. I'm going to send out an email today. We will post his video very shortly. And I ask you to share this with everyone you know, because literally the Republic may depend upon it. Does that sound hyperbolic or histrionic? Well, tough luck. I am sorry to say, I'm afraid it's not. Now, for something more fun. John Zmirak, my friend John Zmirak, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Eric. I just shared that at your request.
Thank you. The behind you, it says release the Kraken. Now, this is only for people looking at us on YouTube, but a lot more people obviously listen on radio or podcast. But some of these visuals, I have to mention them. Release the Kraken refers obviously to the comments made by Sidney Powell the other day about what she's discovered with the Dominion voting machines. Do you have any comments on that? I don't mean for you to have any comments, but in case you do, I thought I'd give you the opportunity.
Right. Well, you know, I don't have inside information, but I believe that Sidney Powell does. I believe that Sidney Powell and Rudolph Giuliani and Lynn Wood are private patriotic citizens with stellar professional and personal reputations for honesty and integrity. I don't think they would throw it all away on something like that was like Pizzagate, on something unproven and unprovable. I don't think they would do it. For one thing, it would destroy their reputations. It would destroy their careers. It would destroy their legacies. Whereas the mainstream media can lie with impunity. They can say whatever they want, and it can be proven false. It can be proven ridiculous and dishonest, like the Atlantic Monthly story about Trump supposedly making fun of dead veterans was utterly discredited. Nobody paid any price. Nobody got fired. The magazine didn't lose any money. The left can lie, cheat, and steal with zero consequences. We are held to the standards that we used to hold, folks.
Okay, John, yesterday I went on a run to clear my head from all the radio and stuff. And while I went on my run, far from clearing my head, I listened to this program on my run. And I listened to you saying yesterday what you are saying now, and it encouraged me. And I said to myself, by God's grace, this is why people listen to this program sometimes, because they need encouragement. What you said, and you repeated the short version of it just now, I needed to hear. And what that was is that, listen, if you think things are crazy now, remind yourself that the powers that be, the mainstream media, have passed along with deadpan faces, with insistence for 4 years, some of the most ludicrous stories that have yet to be proven, that some of which have been clearly unproven. In other words, you have to remind yourself that you're living in a time of 24/7 gaslighting. And unless you hear the truth, unless you surround yourself with people who are speaking the truth, who are encouraging you in what we actually know, and exhorting you to pray to God for this nation, it's easy for every one of us to get confused.
And let me sum it up really easily.
Yeah.
Who do you believe? The people who told you that Brett Kavanaugh ran a rape gang, or General Flynn's defense attorney? Who are you going to believe?
I mean, can you imagine? But I mean, if you don't say that, we forget that they were trying to say that Brett Kavanaugh, who's now on the Supreme Court, he ran like a rape gang in high school. Literally zero evidence. In fact, you know, less than zero evidence. Evidence to the contrary.
But we're supposed to forget about that and keep giving NBC our credence. We're supposed to think, oh, you people are dangerous extremists. You're conspiracy theorists because you denied the Russia collusion hoax, which, of course, had no evidence. Were the people who were pushing the dossier that said that Trump paid prostitutes to urinate on him in Russian hotels.
This is a family program. Listen to me, John. Yesterday on Fox News, I don't expect you to be up on this or anyone to. I just happened to turn it on. Martha McCallum seems to be, in the 7 o'clock hour, not a big fan of Trump. And now that the corporate bigwigs have given her the freedom, she seems to be more open about it. She yesterday had on, he's not the Brian Stelter CNN egghead. Who's the other Humpty Dumpty figure?
I have no idea. I haven't watched these networks.
Oh, yes, you do.
Years.
He was Carl Rove.
The guy who destroyed the Bush administration.
Carl Rove was on Fox News last night. Now, you know, normally you think of him, he's a good guy. He's got the whiteboard and he's... Karl Rove was pretty much mocking the idea that Trump could win or did win and that it's over. He was pushing the narrative that everyone's pushing. It's over.
Let me remind you about Karl Rove. He has been a snake his entire career. Karl Rove is the man who, and I have this firsthand, when people warned Bush and warned him that the invasion of Iraq would result in the genocide of Christians, Karl Rove laughed at him. And that's exactly what happened. Karl Rove is the guy who used the Republican National Committee to destroy any Republican candidate in primaries who wanted to limit immigration. Karl Rove has been...
We're going to, excuse me, we need to get to this litany. When we come back, John Zmierich will continue this litany. It's important to hear, folks. Stick around.
We can make this whole damn thing work out with a little love. We can lay it.
Folks, I'm talking to John Zmierich. John Zmierich, I was just explaining that I saw Karl Rove on Fox News, which has obviously gone over to the dark side, except for a couple of shows. And Karl Rove was kind of making fun or at least discounting strongly the idea that it could be possible that Trump won or could win, basically telling people, get over it. It's done. We've got to
all Karl Rove cares about party. He and his ilk. The open borders, cheap labor, big money, screw the working man faction, they ran the Republican Party into the ground between 2000 and 2016. If it were up to them, we would be at war in Syria right now, trying to impose Al-Qaeda as the government of Syria so it could ethnically cleanse a million Christians the way it happened in Iraq under Obama, but also under George W. Bush. This faction of the Republican Party cares more about controlling the party than they do about saving the country. They are not patriotic. They are power hungry. They want the Xerox machine back. I don't know if anybody saw the movie Office Space. There's a character who they take away his red stapler from the office. He burns the building down. That's the Never Trumpers. And if I have one criticism of Donald Trump, it's that he hired all these hacks instead of people who actually supported him. And what they did was they leaked, they undermined, They backstabbed him. Nikki Haley is another example. She admitted that, remember that 25th Amendment coup where Trump's own appointees were going to remove him from office? She admitted that they came to her and approached her about supporting them, and she said she didn't. But she didn't warn the president either. Why the heck is Trump like touting her? Why is she considered a 2024 potential candidate? We cannot trust these people. We cannot trust these people.
Well, it goes farther. I watched Chris Steigerwalt. He was, I think, on Fox Business with Kennedy. He was openly, much more openly than Karl Rove, mocking the idea that Trump won by the votes or could be shown to have won, and said that, and now that they're running out of margins in these states, they're going to this bigger thing of the Dominion voting. And he was kind of making fun of that, you know, sort of calling it a conspiracy theory. And I thought, this is Fox and this is Fox Business. So
these unspeakable, contemptible hacks. The one, I pray to God Trump actually wins and can root these people out. I know for one thing, anybody who right now is helping them steal this election, we must destroy inside the Republican Party. They have no place in the Republican Party. They are cooperating with a vote fraud designed to give the Democrats the White House. And you watch, it won't stop. They'll try to steal the election in Georgia, too, so they get the Senate as well. So
yeah,
they can
attack
the Supreme Court and take away our First and Second Amendment rights. People,
this is
serious.
Are you with Patton or with the Vichy French? That's really where we are.
That's
okay.
Right.
So, John... So your voice on this radio yesterday encouraged me to remind myself who we're dealing with and how. But it reminds me of C.S. Lewis's book, The Silver Chair, where your mind begins to play tricks because all you see are the lies. And it's so hard. We're all tempted, myself included, to say, I must be missing something because everyone's saying this. We have to remind ourselves over and over and over again. What, first of all, what does God say? God says to fight for what is right. Whether you win or lose, make sure you fight to the end for what is right. You do the right thing. And if other people don't, that's on them. And so I want to repeat that I'm going to be sending out an email, and I put it on Facebook, and I put it on Parler, and I'm gonna put links on Twitter and so on and so forth, to go to dickmorris.com, that every single American who cares about this election will do what Dick asked us to do. It's a very small thing. We must do this, folks. This is not like other people can do it. We must do this. That's but John, right. You wrote an article the other day. I want to talk about it. It's at stream.org, which has not gone over to the dark side. Thank you for being so prolific there. Let's talk about the Syrian Christians, and let's talk first about the other thing that you wrote about.
I have a piece at stream.org that a lot of people have read. Like cruel scientists who torture dogs, the Democrats want to teach us learned helplessness. Learned helplessness is something that twisted scientists discovered in the 60s. They put a dog in a box, and if it went left, it got a shot. And if it went right, it got a shot. Whatever it did, it got a shot. So what happened was the dog just curls up and lies there, even if you shock it. That's called learned helplessness. You see it with people, like abused wives sometimes develop learned helplessness, spouses of alcoholics, people with PTSD. That's what they want for us. They want us to accept, I have to wear a mask everywhere. Churches are closed. It's okay to have riots in the streets, though, because that doesn't spread COVID. We were supposed to believe it when they said Trump stole the election, but we're not supposed to believe it when Biden seems to have stolen the election. They want to beat us down to the point where we just passively abuse dog, accept whatever the media feeds us, whatever the deep state.
When we finally say, I love Big Brother, that's the end
game. That's right. That's right. When we actually feel it, when we actually feel that we love Big Brother. And I got to say, as someone who rescues dogs, I've seen traumatized dogs. I've had to help traumatized dogs to heal. And I've seen dogs that couldn't be helped because the abuse had been just too profound. And in the article at stream.org, I tell the stories of my dog rescues. And I have pictures before and after of the dogs that I rescued. So this is a particularly heartfelt piece for me, a more personal piece than most of what I write.
Well, we need more of that from you, my friend. So I hope folks go to stream.org. More and more folks will be going to stream.org. We'll be going to our YouTube channel for the Eric Metaxas Show, because we can see that Fox has made a decisive turn, at least on all of those kinds of programs. I don't believe that's going to happen with Tucker and with Sean and with a few others, Jeanine Pirro. We've just got
Jeanine Pirro was canceled.
No. We were thankfully wrong. She made
it. Oh, really?
Oh, good. She's back on there. Thank God.
Oh, glad to hear.
We need her voice. We've got 30 seconds. Talk about the Syrian Christians. Okay. And then we'll talk about it in the next segment.
Okay. The deep state is trying to trick Donald Trump into abandoning the Syrian Christians and the Kurds who destroyed ISIS so we didn't have to. And after the break, I can explain to you how that works and what the president needs to do.
It's a big thing, folks. Please remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It is the Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel. Tell your friends to subscribe. We're getting at a point where you don't know where you're going to get your information from. I never thought I'd be saying this, but it's happening. Also, please follow John and me on Twitter. And anywhere else you can find us. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got my...
Smirak. I'm talking to John Smirak. John Smirak, let's talk about something that's a little serious, a little tough, but it's important that we talk about these things. You've written an article at stream.org. Go.
President Trump must avoid a frenzied retreat from Syria that would get Christians massacred, is the title. President Trump is rightly looking to pull our troops out of Afghanistan. People are asking whether he's going to pull them out of Syria. There's a big difference between those two countries, okay? And I have an interview with a regional expert, Johannes de Jong, who advocates for Christians and for religious liberty in the Middle East. Right now, we have thousands of troops in Afghanistan and nobody wants us there. Our right. troops are getting blown up, shot, butchered. We're accomplishing nothing. We've been there for 20 years. We've accomplished nothing. absolutely nothing. Afghanistan is the country, it's the booby prize. It's the country you want your enemies to try to occupy and transform. You don't want to do it. We got stuck holding the goat, okay? Trump wants to let go of the goat. That's a great idea. In Syria, we have a few hundred special forces. They don't even fight. They're advising the Kurds, advising the Syrian Christians, and most importantly, deterring Turkey from invading the area. There's an enclave in northeastern Syria. It's called the Self-Administrative Autonomous Zone. It's where the Syrian Democratic Forces, the people who defeated ISIS, where they have a little island of religious freedom, tolerance of rights for women, democratic government. It's the only part of the Muslim world that is actually a decent place to live in, frankly. It has rights for everyone. Even Muslims can freely convert to Christianity inside this enclave.
Wow. They actually have religious liberty in a part of Syria?
That's right. They have thousands of Kurds who have converted to Christianity, and the government doesn't bother them. They would get the death penalty in Afghanistan or Pakistan for that. So these American allies, the closest thing to democratic free government in the region, where the Christians take part in the government along with the Muslim Kurds, and the Yazidis are protected, a few hundred American troops are there, and people are trying to trick President Trump into pulling them out. And it's important to let the president know, Christians, American Christians, we don't want to see the Christians in Syria end up like the Christians in Iraq. And this is very dangerous. Kamala Harris has promised that if they take office, the U.S. government will help install al-Qaeda in power over the whole of Syria.
How can that be?
The so-called moderate rebels that John McCain was talking of, they are al-Qaeda. Everyone knows they're al-Qaeda. They've been ethnically cleansing Christians in the Afrin region of Syria. They went up to Armenia to help fight against the Armenian Christians. These are jihadi terrorists. They are linked to al-Qaeda, officially linked to al-Qaeda. And John McCain and the neocons, and now Kamala Harris and the left, the one thing they can agree on is they want al-Qaeda to rule the whole of Syria. They say, oh, they're better than Assad. They're moderate rebels. No, they're al-Qaeda jihadi terrorists. Anything is better than these lunatics coming to power. They're indistinguishable from ISIS. Tell President Trump, stand firm. You don't need to unite Lindsey Graham and Franklin Graham against him by betraying the Christians of Syria.
All right, John, thank you. Folks, I want to exhort you two things. One, not that important. One, very important. If you go to MyPillow.com, make sure you use the code Eric. And on the very important front, I'm going to send out an email to my email list. If you're not on my email list, you should go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up for that. But I've already posted it on Facebook, and I'm going to post the Dick Morris. We're going to post that on the Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel, exhorting every single one of you. I am begging you folks to go do what he asks. Contact the 5 GOP legislators in the states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia. Please contact them and ask them to do what he says at dickmorris.com. God bless you. And John, thank you.
Thank you. God bless.